Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome, everybody, to today's exciting episode.
Who is your daddy and what does he do? I have a silo full of tortillas.
That's my Arnie impression.
That's good. That's good. I'm not sure, was that from the same film or were you just making it up?
No, the second one was a comedy sketch with some guy also doing an Arnie impression.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I can't think what the comedian's name is, but that's all he kept saying was, I have a silo full of tortillas. It's actually pretty good.
You thought you'd steal it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Allegedly steal it.
Allegedly. Was there really a comedian?
Yes. I've got a question for you, Pirate.
Go ahead.
Based on today's episode, when you were a kid, everyone kind of loved superheroes.
Yeah.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
My first instant answer would be I would like the power to fly like Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm scared of heights, so that wouldn't do me very good.
No, that's an odd combination, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're just flying. Ah!
Why did I do this to myself? Yeah. I think a more serious one, and one that I think suits me, is I would like to be able to communicate with anyone in the world in their language, having never spent time learning it. You know, just know it, just instantly.
Would you also have Dr. Doolittle as well on the side?
Or so, speak to animals. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, why not? Yeah, we'll include that.
I always thought that would be really cool.
It would be.
Understand dogs as they're barking.
Yeah. Oh,
perfect.
Actually tell them to shut up when they're annoying.
Yeah. Squirrel,
what would yours be?
Mine would be to be able to become invisible and then not invisible.
Right.
Because, as we said, the being permanently invisible would suck.
Suck bad.
It would be terrible.
Have the ability to turn it off and on. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, Mrs. Fantastic or the Invisible Woman from Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, yeah.
Yeah, like she can switch it on and off and things. I think that would be really cool. But I don't think I'd be much of a hero because I'd be robbing banks and.
Why not?
Yeah, I'd be doing like mischief.
I probably would as well if I could do the invisible thing. But
you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you just couldn't resist it. So yeah, I'd probably go with invisibility. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I'm the same as you. Flying would be cool, but yeah, I'm also not big on heights.
Right. So.
I don't know, super strength and stuff never interests me.
No, I don't want to be super strong or anything, or laser eyes or nothing like that.
Laser eyes would be terrible.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like Cyclops from X-Men, where it's just, you have to have
glasses to put them on. Yeah, no, that wouldn't be good at all.
Yeah.
But no, I think like with a communication ability, I reckon you could go a long way in life.
Yeah, you could. Know? That's a very like adult, mature superpower, isn't it?
I'm 43, man. You know?
Yeah, kids are like, oh, I want to breathe fire and stuff. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, I'd like to have different languages.
Run through walls.
Oh, now that's a cool one.
Mm.
Teleportation.
Well, oh, yeah, that would actually be good, actually, wouldn't it? Teleportation.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
Like the blink ability of the Dishonored game. I don't know if you've ever played that.
No.
You get like a target reticle and then you just like, boom, over there to it.
Ah, see, I was thinking more of Nightcrawler where he can teleport to any place that he can see. I think it's a photo map, or he's been there already. From memory. So, yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
But in case you haven't guessed, today's episode is humans.
Superman!
No, definitely not Superman. Controversially, I think Superman's one of the lamest superheroes going. So I'm just throwing it out there.
He is, but he's got probably the most amount of abilities.
He has.
Thrown into one.
Oh, mate, you're going to get me started, because the one thing about Superman that annoys me is the fact that he has glasses and everyone's like, oh, Clark, you're a bit late into the office, aren't you?
Everybody in the world thinks that, I think.
Yeah, nobody knows that he's Superman. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he just takes his glasses off and they're like, oh, who's that guy? I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah.
But no, we're doing humans with actual superpowers.
Okay.
Real life superpowers. And
not like Batman, who's just rich and got loads of tools and the utility belt. No. Let's face it, Batman isn't actually a superhero, is he?
Well,
he's a hero.
You are right. He is a hero, but not necessarily a superhero.
He doesn't have any powers.
But he's actually one of the most popular superheroes.
Oh, he's probably the coolest superhero there is.
And he doesn't actually have any of his own powers.
No.
I mean, the fact that he stood toe to toe with Superman and he's got superpowers just shows how lame Superman is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where to start, mate. There's some really incredible ones. Shall I just go through the list?
Okay, so, well, let's talk about what we're talking about. Normal people that have supernatural abilities or super ability. I mean, are we talking these people had these abilities from birth, or is it the kind of abilities where, you know, like I've heard of like savants where they have like head injuries and then suddenly they can play the piano even though they'd never learned it and stuff like that? I mean,
well, some of them are born with it.
Yeah.
Like I'll get to one of them where there's a blind guy that he was born blind, obviously. Right. So, but there's the first guy that we'll touch on, Wim Hof. I don't know if you've heard of him, the Iceman.
Wim Hof, Asian?
No, I think he's Icelandic.
Oh, okay.
I think. But he, I'll just read you the paragraph on him. So he basically can submerge in ice for more than 2 hours without his body temperature changing at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and, wow.
He was actually able to climb Mount Everest in just a pair of shorts. Yeah.
Fair play.
And he's actually like stunned scientists. Like they don't understand how he's able to do it.
No, I wouldn't imagine they can.
There's videos of him, like in that picture there, he's just sat on a mountain of snow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he just meditates and things. But that's the thing with Wim Hof. I've heard he does lessons on teaching people how to breathe and how to withstand
the cold
temperatures. And yeah, so I don't know if it something he has taught himself over the years.
I don't know.
Because he's probably like 40, 50 years old now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he was born with it. But he's a real interesting dude. He's actually in my top three.
Yeah.
So that's one guy anyways. Wim Hof, check him out. He was also, before we move on from Wim Hof, he had a video where we actually tested this out as a group of mates, where we were in a hot tub and we could only hold our breath for so long.
Yeah.
And then my mate Scott was like really into Wim Hof and he was teaching us the techniques that Wim Hof was using to be able to prolong it. And we were doing it. And I think it was like breathing in, holding it for a certain amount of seconds, breathing out. And you did it for like a minute. And then every time we went under the water, it was getting longer. So it started off with like only being able to do it for like maybe 20, 25 seconds. And by the end of it, all four of us were holding our breath underwater for like a minute.
Oh, yeah, there are people who can do it for like 20 minutes and stuff, aren't they? Yeah.
And ridiculous. That was one of his techniques. So maybe he is just gifted and can pass on this knowledge.
Yeah, fair play.
This one is incredible. This is number one in my superpowers that I came across.
Right.
So apologies if I
get
this
wrong.
You're
not saving the best to last, I don't think, then.
No. That's the thing. There's no particular order because they're all very interesting. Some of them are actually born with like a genetic thing as well. And it's not been confirmed, but this guy that I'm about to read about, he is very similar to photosynthesis.
What?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know whether it was, like, a genetic thing or he's missing some genetics. I'm not too sure.
Is he half plant?
Basically, yeah. So, apologies if I get this name wrong. So, his name is Prahlad Jani. And right. He is a man who can survive without any food or water. And he hasn't had a single morsel of food since 1940.
Wow. Is he still alive?
From what I read, I think... No.
In his 80s?
Yeah, I think he is still alive. So how he would survive is a complete unsolved mystery. He is Indian. He was once locked in a room for 10 days for observational studies. And when they checked him over afterwards, he was completely healthy. So right. He didn't have any food.
No food or water.
Nothing. But he does meditate in the sun. So there's kind of a connection
there.
Well,
he's just absorbing the vitamin D and living off of that.
Yeah, people think he's getting his energy from the sun.
Well, so, I've heard of like religions and stuff like that have a similar mantra to that. So I don't know if he started the religion or if they're just using him as some kind of idol for that religion. I'm not going to speculate on that, but I have heard of quite a few people who reckon that they can survive without food, but I've never seen any proof of it until now, I guess.
I mean, the thing is, food is so nice. Like, I'm a real foodie.
You are, yeah.
And I couldn't imagine living without food. Like, it's so good. I mean, from the picture, that he is healthy, but he is very skinny.
Is he?
Yeah. So that's him. That's number two on the list.
Need to eat a bit more sunlight, mate.
So there is another man who is called the Tooth King. And this man from Malaysia should be signed to toothpaste commercials. And again, I apologize if I've got his name wrong. Rathakrishnan Velu. He has pulled a 7-coach train with a steel rope, one end of which was tied to the train and the other tied between his teeth. And he holds a Guinness World Record for his ability to be able to pull a 7-carriage train with just his teeth.
I mean, you've got to be pretty beefy bloke just to, like, even pull a 7-carriage train just with, yeah, I mean, no, he's not, is he?
No, he's quite a small.
I mean, he's levering against the sleepers.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, even like the strongest man in the world competitions where they're pulling lorries and, you know, big Peterbilt trucks and stuff like that. I mean, they're hench guys,
mm-hmm.
and they struggle. And a 7-carriage train, I mean,
yeah.
Crikey, that's got to weigh 250 tons.
Also, I don't want to offend, but the world's strongest man, when I was younger, it's changed over the years.
Yeah,
a lot, when I was younger, a lot of them just seemed to be really fat with beer bellies. But the last few years that I've seen like clips of it and things, they actually seem to be taking better care of themselves and actually look big and muscular.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah. I just remember being a kid, like, he doesn't look that strong. He's just a fat guy.
Yeah.
He'd lift a boulder above his head and you're like, oh, I was wrong. this one, I don't know if this is a superpower, but it's on the list.
What, so, the teeth?
No.
Oh, we're moving on. Yeah.
Oh, we're moving on. We're going through these ones fairly quick because I've got a whole nother section of more kind of... I was about to say realistic superpowers, but it's not.
These are real things.
They're all real things, but the other ones are a bit more down to earth,
okay.
If you know what I mean. Kevin Richardson, the Lion Whisperer. So he can easily tame the kings of the jungle. Kevin Richardson, known as the Lion Whisperer, can speak to big cats. And whether it's a ferocious cheetah or an intimidating lion, Kevin befriends them and makes them dance to his tunes. Befriending the wild has made Kevin the hero of the wildlife enthusiasts.
Okay.
But again, I don't know if that's a super. Power. He might just be getting lucky every time.
Very brave to be able to discover this ability.
Yeah, I know, right?
And, like, it's only a superpower until he tries it on the wrong tiger.
Mm.
And then it's not a superpower anymore because he's lunch.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't it Sigmund and Freud that thought they were lion whisperers?
Yeah.
And that drastically went wrong.
Very wrong, right on stage in front of everybody, yeah.
Yeah, you can still see the video. I mean, I wouldn't recommend looking it up, but that's a good time.
It wasn't Sigmund and Freud, that's the psychologist. What were their names?
Oh.
Sigmund and something, though, isn't it? Something. I can't remember. We mentioned them in another podcast as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
I can't remember what their names are.
Who the hell is Sigmund and Freud? Why is that in my mind? I actually couldn't tell you.
Let me have a look.
Oh, wow, you've kept all your notes from before.
Yeah, I know you always throw them away, but I don't.
Oh, yeah, once the pod's done, that's out of my mind.
I don't know.
What's funny is in a few years, people are going to be able to go back and they're going to say, oh, Josh, do you remember when you were completely the other way on this subject? And do you remember when you got this bit wrong? Because I just throw all my notes away as soon as I'm done.
Oh, no, I can't remember which one it was now.
Yeah, I don't know why Sigmund and Freud sound so familiar to me.
I don't know.
But they were on The Simpsons as well. Yeah. Isn't that one of the things? No,
that
that's
the
it.
Thing. It was the Simpsons predicted things, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it must have been an old notebook because it's not in this one.
Oh, that's a lovely advert that's just popped up. The Am I Gay test. Okay, that's on
Take
a super.
It.
That's That would be a bonus content. this is the one I was talking about. So, Ben Underwood, the boy who was born blind.
Oh, right, yeah.
He has the ability of sonar vision.
He can see without his eyes. So, he has to make clicking noises or something?
Yes. So, dolphins, he makes a clicking noise. And he used the sounds to detect the exact location of things. And this helped Ben take part in activities like running, basketball, bicycle riding, football, and skateboarding. And I also read in a separate post that he was actually able to drive a car that was like relatively like quiet, if you know what I mean.
Oh, fair play.
With the windows undone by clicking and things, but obviously legally they can't give him a license. But he was actually able to drive a car and all sorts, and he was completely blind, but he just used sonar. But unfortunately, RIP, because Ben Underwood passed away in 2009 due to cancer, which was in his eyes.
Have you got a picture of him?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Yes, that is the. I remember seeing him play baseball.
There you go. Yeah.
He generally could do that, yeah. I remember seeing him on telly, yeah.
Yeah, I read as well that it got to the point where people didn't think he was actually blind because he was so good at doing things that he was actually beating other people at certain sports and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they were like,
there's no way this guy's blind. It's like, no, he is. So this one, again, I wouldn't say this is a superpower. It's pretty cool, but... It's on the list, so I'll read it out. So, Daniel Browning Smith, the rubber boy.
Rubber boy?
Yeah.
Was he double jointed or something?
There's a picture of him smelling his own butthole.
Whoa, yeah.
So he can literally bend himself
right up. Yeah, he's quite
a
contortionist.
He's the most flexible man on planet Earth. He has Guinness World Records. He can actually roll himself up into pretty much a perfect ball.
Oh, right.
Which is pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
One could not help wonder where the bones in his body vanish.
Is that what it says on the website?
He's also appeared on various shows to display his talents. And he was in Men in Black 2.
Oh.
So there you go. America's Got Talent as well. But yeah, he is basically Elastigirl from The Incredibles.
Yeah.
So he can just bend himself up. I mean, it just looks so uncomfortable. Also, in the picture... Why is he holding his butt? There's no need for that, is there? It's very suggestive. bad placement there.
He's holding a microphone as well. I would imagine that it's a pretty bad presentation when you're looking at some guy's butt.
Yeah.
Look how flexible I am. You could show us in a different position, mate.
Yeah, giving himself a rusty trombone. Mm. So anyway, I don't know if you might have to center that one out. Steve... Sorry. PG. We'll keep it PG.
God, what happened to you when you have cider?
Yeah, I know. I've had two sips of cider. Oh. This one's very cool. You would have heard of this guy. Stephen Wiltshire, the artist with a photographic memory.
Yes, I know this guy. I don't want to be sound mean, but I'm sure, I think he's autistic, is he not?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you can take him to pretty much any cityscape and let him look at it for 5 minutes, having never been there before and never go there again, and he'll go off to his little artist room and he'll start doodling, and you will have a perfect-to-scale cityscape vista, like panorama of the whole thing.
Yeah, and his skills are that impressive. He has drawn things from just a glance, from looking at it once.
Really?
Yeah, for literally like 30 seconds staring at something. And then he's able to do
it. I can't remember what the TV program was that I saw him on, but they took him to, I think it was like Notre Dame or something, you know, really intricate buildings. Look at it for a couple of minutes, and that was it. He was out of there, and he drew it absolutely spot on.
I saw one, it might have been the same one, where he was in a helicopter, and he went up and was in the helicopter for a few minutes, and it was the New York City skyline.
Oh, yeah. No, I have seen that one.
He got it to the point where every window and every like brick and things on certain buildings was like spot on.
Yeah.
And it was just, 5 minutes in a helicopter?
Yeah.
So shout out to him, because that's very impressive.
Yeah, extraordinary talent, that one.
Oh, the test has popped up again. Right, this one...
he really wants you to take that test.
Yeah, I don't know why. This one, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but Ngoc Thi, the man who can't sleep. So in 1973, Ngoc Thi from Vietnam got a high fever, and since then he has lost his sleep. There is no medicine to his insomnia, and the doctors say that there are no side effects to his insomnia other than a weak liver function. So despite carrying 50 kg bags of pig feed for 4 kilometers every day, his tired body doesn't go to sleep. Therapies and sleeping pills have no effect on him.
Wow, that is incredible. Because, like, your brain naturally creates, like, chemicals. I can't remember the names of them at the moment for the life of me. But these chemicals build up in your brain throughout the day while you're awake. And that is what sort of encourages you. That's what makes you feel tired, you know, and sleepy. And then when you go to sleep, your brain is literally washed of these chemicals. That's how it releases them.
Yeah.
They get flushed out. And that's why sleep is so important. I mean, the guy just simply cannot be creating those chemicals.
Yeah, since 1973.
Yeah, wow.
And he's still alive today. That is nuts.
That is nuts.
Now, this one is interesting. It's kind of similar to Wim Hof. So there are Tibetan monks who can change their body temperature using their minds. So Tummo, T-U-M-M-O, Tummo is a technique by which these monks raise the temperatures of their fingers and toes by 17 degrees. These monks can lower their metabolism too, just with their sheer mind power. Science has failed to explain how meditation and yoga can help these monks do unnatural things.
Fair play.
Yeah. It's kind of another one.
I think another, it might even be on your list, but I'm sure there's another guy that can alter his metabolic rate and put himself into like practically comatose, where his heart's only beating like 3 times a minute.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I've heard of that one as well.
Mm.
Where he's practically dead on a slab. You know, but then, like, 20 minutes later, he'll wake up and he'll go, oh, that's good.
That is odd.
Nuts, isn't it?
Oh, fun fact, they found a common link within serial killers to have very, very low heartbeats per minute.
So I've heard, similar to racing drivers, F1 racing drivers, when they're going around the track, their heartbeats never go above, like, 120 beats a minute or something like that. And it's the same trait with psychopaths and serial killers and stuff. Like,
That's more boggling to me, considering they're driving at like 200 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And they're just calm as a cucumber. Yeah. Just like, see what happens.
That's their superpower, man.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
There you go. Every racing driver out there.
Now, this...
if you don't have that ability, you're not going to make it as a racing driver.
Yeah. Also, the inside of a race car is insane. I couldn't work out the buttons looking at it. I could not work it out. It's different.
I think they're designed so that normal people can't work them out.
Mm. And very athletic racing drivers.
Yeah,
deceivingly athletic.
Yeah.
So this one has been debated as to whether it is true or not. This is very, very 50-50.
True or false? Okay.
So there's a woman.
Debunked.
You haven't even heard what it is. To be fair, you're probably going to think it's not real anyway. I would imagine.
Okay, let's hear it.
So there is a Russian woman called Natasha Demkina, and she can see through people's flesh. She has X-ray vision.
X-ray vision. Like, so we've had a guy with sonar vision, now we've got X-ray vision.
Yeah, so she can see through people's skin.
Do we have any kind of proof of this?
Well, they done tests and they lined up people and had random people come in.
Right.
And she was able to identify scars on organs and things like that. And she was actually working with doctors.
Okay.
And she also diagnosed people where, you know, they would have patients come in and she would say, that person's got kidney stones, and they wouldn't have done tests yet. And they're like, okay. And then that person would be back 2-3 days later complaining, do tests, and then they had kidney stones. So
okay.
There's a few things there that there is evidence for,
right.
But then there's also been tests where they had 7 people with scars and whatever, and she only got like 4 out of the 7 and said the others were fine. She couldn't see anything, but then they all had. So,
right,
certain tests she failed, but on
so
a whole,
not got 100% consistency rate.
Yeah, yeah, it's more like 75-80% consistency, but it's still, to me, I think that's very impressive. So to the point where I read a segment where there was a doctor that she was working with, and well, she's also been on television and things to show her skills, but she was working with a doctor. And they had all these subjects, and she passed these tests and things. And she turned round and said to one of the doctors, like, oh, I can see your scar as well. And he was thinking, well, I don't have a scar. And then they done tests, and he did actually have a scar on, like, the lining of his stomach or something.
Oh,
from,
right.
From, like, an ulcer from years before or whatever it was.
Fair
so,
play. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, so,
maybe.
Yeah. So maybe she has got a talent there. Daniel Tammet, the boy with an incredible brain. So this one, I couldn't confirm, but I think he also has slight autism or he's on the spectrum. So this guy, oh no, it says here, yeah, he is autistic.
Yeah.
He has autistic savant syndrome.
Savant, yeah, that's what we mentioned.
That is
start,
what he was
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah.
So I should have said 15 minutes ago, pirate get out of my head.
Probably, yeah. I was right in your head there.
Yeah.
But the thing with savants is most of them are, like you say, born autistic people that just have one or two amazing ability, much like the lad with the drawing, I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure, like that. There are literally just a handful of people in the world, like no more than like 50 people in the entire world that have develop these abilities because of like brain injuries and or head injuries, stuff like that. And they are known as like the super savants, where they get like ridiculous abilities.
Was Rain Man one of them?
Yes, Rain Man.
Right.
Yeah. He's probably the most famous one.
So this guy has 2 very unique talents. So this guy, he can recite the mathematical constant pi.
Oh, 3.14159. Something, yeah.
Right. So
that's as far as I got, yeah.
So you got, what, 6 decibels there? 5 or 6?
5 decimal points.
From memory, he can do 22,414 decimal places.
Good God. How long does that take him?
It took him 5 hours and 9 minutes without any errors.
Wow.
Very impressive. And he can also speak...
That's literally like... If you were to write pi into a book, how many was it? 22,000?
22,414 decimal
places. 22,000. You're looking at like a 300-page book.
Yeah.
He
does
it
all from memory.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. And not only has he got incredible with pi, he can near enough speak every language in the world. There's only a handful of languages he doesn't know.
He's got my superpower.
Yeah, so... He is fluent in English, French, Finnish, German, Spanish, Lithuanian, Romanian, Estonian, Icelandic, Welsh, and Esperanto.
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 Yeah. Oh, wow.
They're
so most of the European languages that he can, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got my ability.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, nice.
So that concludes the first list.
Okay.
So what are you thinking so far? Are you thinking pretty good superpowers? Would you like all of them? Is there any that you wouldn't? I think the sonar one, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't want to be blind to start with. No. I've got excellent vision. That's one of my, because my ears are terrible. My hearing, but
they are
terrible. But I can see a haystack and a needle in a haystack easily. You know, my eyes are really, really good.
Mm-hmm. One of my best senses. Yeah, to be fair,
Sonar vision not really much of a fan of. But I like most of those abilities. I think it would be great to experience them once, wouldn't it?
Mm. Yeah. To be fair, there has been times at work where you're like, oh, there's that over there, and I'm like, where are you looking? And what? And you're, oh yeah, over there in the far corner. And I'm like, that's the horizon. Like, how are you seeing that? It's like a blade of grass, like the wrong way. And I'm like, how are you seeing?
I've got 20/15 vision.
Ooh, sniper.
Like literally, yeah. Like the very, if you go for an eye test, the very, very bottom line that all looks all blurry to everybody because the letters are so small, I can see that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. I should be wearing glasses now.
20/20 vision is the second line up.
Ah, okay.
Yeah?
I don't even think I got that.
No.
I don't know.
No, you ain't.
No, I'm supposed to be wearing glasses now, but it's all right. We can get through. I can't wear my glasses because they steam up.
Well, they did back in the winter, we'd see.
I'll try it again. So these ones are these superpowers that are a bit more down to earth. I've just got a little handful. I won't go through all of them.
We'll just quickly go through them. We're at half an hour now.
So former former MLB pitcher Antonio Alfonseca was known for his killer sinker. So he was a pitcher for a baseball team.
Yeah.
And he was very, very good at it. And they called him El Pulpo, which means octopus. And it's because he had a sixth finger on his throwing hand.
Right. What? How does that make him a brilliant pitcher?
I don't know. They can't work it out. He was just getting people out and really good at baseball because that was his main job, was a pitcher.
Yeah, a pitcher, yeah. Well, yeah,
and he's got a sixth finger.
Well, that's just coincidence, if you ask me.
Maybe he gets a better grip or I don't know.
Maybe. Slightly more spin on the ball, perhaps. I don't know.
And there's rumours he also had an extra toe. Yeah.
Possibly.
Also, people would have heard of this one, the actress Elizabeth Taylor.
If you've got an extra finger, how do you give people, like, flip the bird? Which one would you use?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Or do you just do like a double flip the bird?
Oh, yeah.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, just move on. Anyway.
Mind you, I have seen someone. Did I tell you about that? When I was in insert coffee shop, because we're not sponsored by any coffee shop, so I'm not giving them a shout out because none of them pay taxes, allegedly. So I was in a certain coffee shop. And this guy reached for a coffee, and I was looking at his hand, just in the queue, just waiting, had my headphones in. And I'm looking at his hand, and he had hand tattoos like I did. And he had a word, like fully spelt on one hand. And I was looking at it, and I was thinking, how has he done that? And it took me a few seconds.
Because he'd got an extra finger.
And I was just like, oh, wow. And it actually looked pretty cool, if you know what I mean. I was like, that's so odd. But, yeah. Anyway, so Elizabeth Taylor, the actress, she was known for her violet eyes.
Yeah,
she drew attention with her beautiful eyes. It turns out she suffered from a rare condition known as dystichia, which is basically double set of eyelashes.
Eyelashes.
Yeah, a double set of eyelashes.
I never noticed that. Where is the second set?
I guess
they're going to be very, very close together.
Yeah, they are. From the picture, I think they just look like she's got a couple of caterpillars.
Yeah.
They're just very extra bushy, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's a superpower.
Fair enough, extra eyelashes.
I mean, it got her famous for eyes.
It did. It was the one useful thing that it did.
I'm not going to mention this guy because he's pretty old. So
he's not going to have a superpower for long, you mean?
I don't think he's around anymore. But very similar to this guy is I remember watching a documentary of this guy who had a really boring job and he hated it. And every lunchtime, he started at lunch breaks, started just going out and running around like the factory that he worked in because he was just bored and he wanted to get healthier. And people were having to call him to be like, what are you doing? Your break's over. And he's like, what's going on? And he was just running and running and running, and it turns out his body doesn't produce lactic acid, so he could just run forever. And he does like marathons and all sorts, like back to back, like days in a row. And yeah, he can just keep going, and his legs don't get tired. That's basically what this guy does. Next one.
Uh-oh.
So this one, there's no person in particular with this. Anyone can have it.
All right.
So it's called immigration delay disease. So the actual term is adermatolophia. It's a genetic... I've butchered that. That's not what it is, but you get the gist. Is a genetic condition that leaves fingerprints non-existent. So there's no fingerprints.
Now that's what you want for robbing banks.
Yes. With the power of invisibility, sorted.
Yeah.
But it was first brought to light when a Swiss woman wasn't able to enter the United States because of her condition, and all non-residents are required by law to give fingerprints.
Oh, are they?
And that's when they done tests and was like, oh, this is a very rare condition. So no
fingerprints. What, if you go on holiday to the States, you have to give them your fingerprints?
Yeah, I believe so. Oh. Yeah. Or maybe it's changed. I don't know. I know they've got my prints.
Fair enough. That's weird.
This one is very, very cool. Michael Lotito was a French entertainer known as Monsieur Mange-tu, or Mange-tu, for Mr. Eats-all.
I know this guy, yeah.
He can eat glass, rubber, and metal. And one of his most impressive feats was consuming an entire Cessna 150 airplane, which he ate in small bits over the course of 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is nuts. To eat a whole plane.
Yeah, that is ridiculous, yeah.
And this guy, I've mentioned him before on the podcast. I didn't know he had a superpower.
Oh, so, right. Who is it?
Competitive eater Kobayashi. He's famous for eating loads of hot dogs. Like, he's got the Guinness World Record for eating like the most hot dogs in certain amount of time.
Okay.
So it turns out he basically has an elastic stomach.
Okay.
And it's, they done, they put a, they done.
They done. Your mum's going to go
field day. Yeah, she's going to get mental. They put a camera down to check out his stomach, and he has a condition where it sits really far down, and it can expand or elasticate.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah.
So that's how he's able to eat all this food. And
yeah, yeah. I know there was another guy, it was a French guy back in history. I think he was in the army and he got booted out because of his insatiable appetite. And he ended up joining like a freak show with the circus and going around, and people would literally, like, honestly, he'd eat absolutely anything. And I think one of his main party tricks was like eating live snakes and stuff like that. And as he kept eating and eating and eating, his stomach would like expand, like you say, blow up like a balloon. And then go down again after the show, obviously, when he's digested it. But they found that he'd got a massive thyroid problem when he eventually died, which is why he always felt hungry. Yeah.
That makes sense. So, well, there's also, isn't there, it's Labrador and something else. They're like the only two animals that never get full.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't think what the other animal is.
Pigs.
It might be, yeah. I mean, it's Labrador and pigs.
But, probably.
So I'll finish on this one. So there are members of an unnamed Connecticut family were found to suffer from a genetically linked condition which resulted in stronger and denser bones, and they were resistant to age. So
they got adamantium like Wolverine.
Basically, yeah. Oh, super cool. Strong bones that, yeah, as they got older, they just never broke. Had no age problems, nothing. So I'll end with that because I think that's pretty
cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's all I got for you. There's many more. I want to give an honourable shout out to one. Apologies, I've forgotten his name. There's a dude from the Caribbean who he looks super cool. He's got like massive dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And he has super strength in just his fingertips. And there's videos of him where he can scale, like Spider-Man, he can basically run up walls just from the grooves in bricks. So, like, there's, like, no ledges or anything. And he's just got such super strength that he can, just the grooves in a brick wall, he can scale it like Spider-Man.
I think there's maybe not all climbers, but there are, like, a certain percent of like, professional climbers that can kind of do that. Yeah, literally just that last knuckle of the finger is so strong that they'll, just do, like, pull-ups or whatever all day. Just, it is incredible.
But we've missed some off the list as well, mate. There's so many. The electric guy who's immune to electricity.
When the police tried tasering him and he just carried on walking.
But there's so many of actual superpowers. So if there's any kids listening, don't give up the dream of being a superhero.
Don't give it up. You could actually develop one of these superpowers. I mean, particularly if you get hit on the head in the right place at the right time. You never know.
And to, just to say as well, there are people that have called themselves superheroes. They're called the RLSH.
And the old vigilantes that dress up and just go around helping old women across the road. And
they have no superpowers, but good on you. Outfits and everything.
Oh, some of them got real big from doing it, haven't they? Got real famous from it.
So shout out to them because they're actually doing good in the world.
They are.
They're not giving up the dream of being a superhero.
So out of the list, which one's your favourite? Which one would you pick if you could...
I mean, to me, the most impressive one was probably the photographic memory. But if I could pick one for myself, I mean, I'm up there with you with the languages. That dude that knows all the languages is pretty cool.
That is the one that I would go for, obviously, because I picked that one right from the start anyway. But you're never going to be able to turn invisible, so I was just wondering what would be second best.
I'll go photographic memory. I think that would be really cool.
Okay, fair enough.
Be very handy.
And I suppose we ought to put real-life superheroes to the paranormality scale. I think 9.9.
9.9.
Because they're real people, aren't they? They're alive. We have proof. We have evidence. They're out there.
You can see
it, and it's really cool.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's got to be a 9.9 because there is evidence. There's tests done. Yeah. It's real. It's a real thing. And... yeah, I'm feeling good about it. I feel like it's a real positive thing that there's actual superpowers and super people out there and people dressed as superheroes. So I'm feeling it. Let's give it a 9.9.
That's good, yeah. Top marks for real-life superheroes.
Yeah.
And if you are a real-life superhero, please write into us. Tell us what your ability is and how you've helped people out or, you know, what an impact that's made on your life. Let us know. paranormality.uk@gmail.com.
And I want to know what your superhero name is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet there's some real cool ones.
Yeah, there will be. Yeah, there'll be some decent ones, isn't there? You never actually asked me to think about that one, and I don't want to do it on the spot because it'll be lame.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The one that comes to my mind is Red Crimson. I don't know why. I just think it sounds cool.
It's the same word, basically.
I know, it just sounds cool, all right? I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. You have a blue suit.
Yeah, that would be the irony. I'm colorblind.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it for this week. If you'd like to help us out in some small way with this podcast, please, when you finish listening to it, take your phone out of your pocket and text your friend. Don't do it on social media. Don't put a post on Facebook or Instagram or X or Twitter or whatever it's called these days, right? Because people don't want to stop scrolling to follow your link. Actually write a text message and send your friend who you think would enjoy this podcast a link to it and share the love.
Yeah.
And until next week, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta-ta-ta.